This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Hey everybody, welcome to Big Soft Titty.png, where for this week only, we are podcasting in the dark.
That's right.
We've turned the lights off,
and it doesn't make much of a difference because of all of the gaming accoutrement we have in the room. There's a lot of light, there's a lot of LEDs, there's a lot of keyboards, there's a lot of Stream Decks, there's the Go XLR, and there's also the Rode Procaster, so there's not...
Yeah.
Pitch black, I'll say. Oh, and also don't forget the computer tower that is constantly glowing in an alien type way.
I was going to say the most egregious part, I think, of this is the computer tower, which is kind of pulsing.
Yes. Pulses
it's
with
light.
A gamer light, yeah.
Yeah, like a beating heart or a breathing lung. It's very upsetting to attempt to turn off the lights to be engaged in a spooky thing and then be confronted by kind of the spookiest thing that you can possibly think of, the scariest thing I can think of, which is realizing we're gamers and we own gamer things. And maybe it's time to get a life. Maybe it's time to change. Maybe it is. Maybe we have to get like a keyboard that doesn't light up, you know? I don't think they even sell those anymore.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Because... it's nicer when it lights up.
Well, here's the thing about the keyboards that light up, but also you can either get the ones that light up and they're good, or you can get ones that don't light up and they're either very bad or they are like $700 and made for click-clack perverts.
And 700 decibels, yeah.
Yeah.
I have been having ceramic keyboard designs.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Ceramic keyboard? Now.
Keycaps, yeah. They... Exactly, my little chimp. They sound really nice.
That would sound really nice.
It's like, you know, it's like the difference between a man's low quality shoe walking on like fine gravel, which is like, okay.
Yeah.
You know? And a woman's tremendously tall high heel clacking across a ballroom floor, but you really know that she's owning the room. And I'm sorry about that, but that was Stefan.
Notification on.
Just need to know what Stefan has sent us.
That's
Let's have
the, Demi, what I think of that as is the Gattaca sound. It's the one thing
Gattaca.
I took away from Gattaca.
That's
Gattaca
right.
is a movie about people walking in cavernous places in beautiful dress shoes.
Yeah. Stefan has sent us a picture of rapper Eminem.
Okay, let's confirm that. Yes, he has. Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you, Stefan.
I guess I'm going to just put that on. I'm just going to put the computer on mute.
Uh-huh. That would be really smart of you.
Yeah, so we are in the dark.
Yeah, well, something like the dark.
Something
Again,
similar
we're kind
to
of,
the dark.
We're kind it's of in dim. The game of twilight that I associate with. It's 3 a.m. I thought I'd go to sleep earlier, but you know what? I wanted to either break or continue a losing streak until I couldn't take no more.
Yeah.
This is dire. I really was hoping this would give us kind of a spooky ambience, and it's maybe invoking depression in me. Realizing,
do you want to turn the lights back on?
Yeah, but then maybe I'd...
realize that's not helping either.
There's a risk that I'd see myself in the cold, hard light of day.
Yes, yes, yes.
The problem's coming from inside the house.
Ooh, I have a question.
Go ahead, Demi.
What do you have against worms?
Hmm. I want to, first off, I want to just backtrack quickly to the ceramic keyboards before we move on to this worm thing. Are these ceramic keycaps, and are they going on, are you thinking of putting them on your laptop?
Absolutely not, no.
Right? They would like fucking, it wouldn't close.
No, exactly.
Like a mouthful of British teeth, just gong, gong, gong. But
how did I get like this? I was like, because my mummy fucked my other mummy.
One of the things that I remember seeing in my travels through the world of the keyboard enthusiast is seeing someone refer to one of their keyboards as their daily driver, which meant which is kind of one of those phrases that's kind of permeated out from car culture over to any place where if someone can justify having several of something.
Oh, so it's not it is your everyday keyboard, but you have one that's
my daily driver would be like the keyboard that I take into work or whatever, you know, and then then I have my crazy ceramic keyboard at home for doing some luxurious typing on, or maybe a gamer keyboard with super luxurious.
What is the luxury though?
What is the
luxury circumstance where you're using, like, if you've got just your regular keyboard for everyday use, then what is the luxury you indulge in when you're using the luxury keyboard?
I believe it might be
pornography.
No, actually, and it's worse than pornography, honestly. I think it's the
child pornography.
Yeah, wow, you got me there, Demi. That is worse.
It is worse, isn't it?
It is worse. Pornography, but with a demonic twist. No good. No, I was going to say, I think it is that the daily driver, their regular keyboard, is for all their normal typing. And then depending on the circumstances, they might whip out the keyboard. If the office is empty or if everybody is left for the day, they might whip out their clicky-clacky one. They might whip out the keyboard that like resonates throughout the whole office, that sounds like whenever you're getting truly into the code – it sounds like, you know, 7 HDTVs playing Gattaca through their soundbars at once.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha. So wait, this is a take a separate, like store a separate keyboard at work scenario?
It's that, or it's like these guys
is away from the weekend. Time to break out the loud keyboard.
Great news, guys. My wife has another yoga retreat with her personal trainer. It's a one-on-one session, and it goes for 3 solid days, and she says she won't get phone reception at the Hilton, so I think I'll be click-clacking as loud as I want.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway, you were saying that you wanted to
Do you
want to
hear the ceramic keycaps?
You know what, Demi, I do.
All right. Let me show you.
Okay. And
I'd love if it played.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
I would love if it played.
Well, why don't you just keep working on that? What are we looking at here? Just describe them as we're waiting for this to play.
They're sort of, I would say I would describe them as, a general keyboard not on a laptop, an actual keyboard standalone is, I would say that these keycaps have slightly more rounded corners.
Okay.
They look very pleasant. These ones seem to be blank, which is strange. I guess that's a keyboard guy thing. I can't touch type. I never learned.
Really?
That was never, no, I can't.
Do you type like with your head at an exact right angle, just staring down at the keyboard the whole time, not looking up at the screen?
No, look, this is how, watch me type. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready to watch you type.
Give me a sentence to type.
Okay, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and fucked it gently, gently, gorgeous cock sliding into the dog. Sorry, I got distracted. Okay, so you are just staring. Bad audio. Bad Demi, bad cock radio alert.
Sliding in over and over. Yeah, so I just look down.
It is you just staring straight at the keyboard the
whole
time.
Yeah, but it's not 90 degrees. I'm not leaning over. I can see it from back here.
Might be better if you did that.
But some people can't touch type. Actually, I wonder, oh my God, can more people touch type than not?
I feel like we're in the exact position where that's going to fall away, because now people are all about touch screen typing.
Okay.
And like, I think the keyboard typing still has its place.
Well, I can touch type on a Nokia 3310.
Yeah, for sure.
I used to text my friends from my pocket.
I think that, well, you would climb on in there, of course.
Mm-hmm. And I'd run to the one and put a full stop. And I'd run to the three and put a D.
Yay. I think that, actually, no, you know what? I think that.
Sorry, I'd probably go to the zero to put a space after the full stop.
Thanks, baby. I think that maybe.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Maybe you were thinking I need to be wrong here. Maybe you're thinking I'm being too relatable. Maybe, I need to go ahead and establish myself as a you know, someone who's not right all the time.
Maybe, babe, do you think I could have been thinking that I was texting them dot doc X?
Yeah.
I couldn't have been because the Nokia 3310 was around predominantly in a time when doc X wouldn't have been.
No, but babe, available. Doc X came after dot doc. So that's probably what you were doing, my love. Okay.
You really do care about me.
That's right.
That's right.
Moving on.
Do you want to hear this?
Yeah. You got the keyboards loaded up?
Can you hear it?
Yes, please.
So, this is how it sounds.
Demi, stop it immediately.
Okay, you don't like it?
Don't like that at all.
Oh, I love it.
That sucks.
You don't
really
like it?
Bad.
You don't like it?
Well, like, what are you... What, oh.
Does it help if you see the keyboard? Hold on. Look.
Yeah, I can see the keyboard.
No, yeah, no, you can't. I just turned it around. Look. Okay. Look.
Yeah, this is like a fancy mechanical keyboard. Yeah, stop it.
It
sounds
you
like
this
thing's running around. It sounds like a skeleton running up and down.
That's what I like about it.
Ah, no. A keyboard should sound like...
I keep telling my pregnant friends, right now you have two skeletons. Do not let that second one go.
Yeah, well, I think the...
Do they listen?
I think the baby needs the skeleton, honey.
Okay, and do you need the baby? Interesting. Seems like it's making you tired.
I think they do need the baby.
Hmm?
I think it's quite important to it.
Why?
I don't know.
Give me one reason why.
Honestly, now there you've got me.
Mm.
I can't work out.
Nope.
I can't work it out. I don't know. I can't make heads nor tails of it.
Yeah, your baby's cute. How many skeletons do you have? Oh.
Now, you were going to ask me before what's my problem with worms. Yeah. Is there a reason behind that? What have I done?
Yeah, because I love worms and you are – I have called you my worm before because I think that sometimes you make a noise that makes me think you're a really pleasant, smiley worm and you don't like being my worm.
What's my fucking smiley worm
this is
sound?
You will remember instantly as soon as I do it.
I haven't made that sound in a long time.
Yeah, I know.
On account of you said it made me a worm.
You seem like a worm, yeah.
I think there's something – look, I don't think I have a surplus of pride, but there's some part of me that doesn't like being looked at with love and then referred to as a worm.
You're my worm.
Also, this feeds into another thing. I think that the way you express yourself doesn't sometimes take into consideration
– other people's feelings. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I did change it to you're my alligator.
See, now that sits very comfortably with me.
Because that's – like the sound also is an alligator to me.
Okay.
The way that you're moving, you're an alligator as well.
Okay. Well, that's fine. As long as I'm more comfortable being an alligator than I am a worm.
And I'm willing to make the sacrifice.
Great.
You're my alligator.
And I wonder if now you'd be willing to stop doing what you were doing last night, which was when we were in bed, I was under the blanket and you stared down at me and said, I don't even know where the penis would be. Hey, is it here? And you slammed your hand down in a pecking motion.
And I didn't hear you in the penis, though.
No. And then you missed it 5 times. And then when I took your hand, it was just like, look, it's here. You went, ew.
Because you made me touch your penis.
I didn't. You were trying to.
Yeah.
For so long. That was your fucking holy grail was touching my penis. And suddenly it just wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
It was because you pressed down through the blanket.
Yeah.
And you felt a little bit of foreskin wrinkle move around you.
It moved around. I don't want to. It felt like if you put like an oxygen tank in a sleeping bag. You touch that and you're like, ugh.
Oh, fucking the fuck? Hell.
The fuck is that?
Well, anyway, I.
It moves around a bit.
Yeah, neither the
you rub it really hard
lengthy amount of time finding or the made me feel, I would say, like a like the prettiest girl at the ball.
You're extremely handsome, and I love you very much. You have a beautiful face, and I think your sense of style is immaculate, even if you don't sometimes think so.
Well, now it's just I'm a smiling alligator.
Well, yeah, you're a beautiful alligator. You're my alligator, not my worm.
What were you going to say?
But it wouldn't be bad if you were my worm.
What were you going to say? You set yourself up for, but it's just that.
Huh?
You were going to say something.
But then I saved it and you didn't hear it.
But what were you going to say?
The ceramic keyboard I love because it makes a clicky-clacky sound that I enjoy. I'm not going to get one because now I know that you hate it.
It is deafening. And also, you have no world in which you would use it.
What are you talking about?
You only type on your laptop and you barely do that.
Gaming.
It's not going to be on the gaming laptop, babe.
Gaming, you have your shitty little fucking piece of shit fucking thing that goes in front of the keyboard.
And now you're lashing out.
Yes, I am.
You're right. I do indeed have my fighting game specific little controller.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm not allowed to touch. He's never said that.
He's literally
never said I'm not allowed to touch it. I think actually once Tom encouraged me to use it because he thought I would like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Repeatedly.
Uh-huh. But it doesn't have the, if I need a crouch on a game, I have to touch the control button on a different thing. It's not right for me. Because a fighting game, I need a crouch sometimes, you know. You want some? Yum some?
Yeah, I yum some.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Time. And of course I meant Tom.
Are you?
It's Tom to travel into the Cosmo.
Okay. Time for another Into the Cosmo. Now, Demi, correct me if I'm wrong here. God, I hope I'm not wrong.
What?
Is this the segment where you take us into the twisted world of Cosmopolitan magazine?
That's right.
Great.
So.
What do you got?
Well, I could have sworn that I had talked to you about this on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the one that you asked me about. So if you have done this on the podcast before, I don't remember it and my apologies. To the listener. But okay. I really don't think you have.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's 11 genius ways to hit on men in public.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So first off, you got to find someone who's lying down in bed in public.
Go to IKEA. Make sure there's a couple psychopaths there with you.
Yeah. And what you want to do is form your hand into a hard pecking beak.
Hard pecking beak. Imagine a duck.
Oh.
Now imagine it holding out its human hand like a sort of chicken's face.
So what do you got for me?
One, slip him a business card like the hibik you are. I don't know what a hibik is. Hard what? Bitch is come. Have Barney inside cunt.
Give me a spelling on hibik.
H-B-I-C.
H-B-I-C.
Hell bitch.
Head bitch in charge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a female leader or authority figure is what it's defined as. Oh, my God, it does mean head bitch in charge.
Damn!
Wow, that's really good because I was worried that it didn't have the word bitch in it. I was really scared at what I would sound like.
Yeah, you said bitch. I wish you'd say bitch more. I have so much fun saying it. I want you to have fun with me.
I just have that part of me that it can't unhear the it's being said behind a teacher's back in my voice.
Yeah, for
you
real.
Know?
But you like, have such a good Jesse Pinkman bitch.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Will you do it?
All right, let's see. Yes, bitch!
It's so good. Slipping.
What the fuck, bitch?
They didn't actually say fuck that much in that show. Isn't that weird?
They only got like one a season.
Yeah.
Yeah, They had to dole it out very carefully.
Two, cut him in line at Starbucks like an asshole, but then pay for his latte like an angel.
And we're going to want to mute those notifications.
Tom, you're not paying attention to what I just said. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's
cut in line at Starbucks and then pay for his latte like an angel. This way he knows you're both assertive and rich.
Oh, dear.
First he'll be all like, I cannot believe this woman just cut me in line. I'm going to be so late. But then he'll be like, wow, she was actually doing a kind gesture. We should date and maybe get married.
I tried to flirt with this guy, and then he grabbed my arm really hard and flung me to the back of the line. He picked me up and held me over his head like a Donkey Kong barrel and and threw me away from where I was trying to get to in line.
Lean over, grab his arm and whisper, "Don't you just hate Mondays? Hey,
hey.
Don't grab people.
No.
Don't grab anyone."
Where are you picturing the... And this is just to do with, like, the insane, like, vibe of this entire list.
Uh-huh.
But I'm picturing the grabbing as upper arm. I'm picturing it right around the bicep and high.
Yeah, I'm imagining it on his front doorstep.
Yeah. Don't you hate Mondays? I've just gotten out of bed.
I don't know. Yes. No. Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, this is the worst Thursday of this man's life. A woman has appeared like a yokai. Don't you hate Mondays? If you don't answer with Mondays don't exist, she cuts your throat.
She's a floating mask that has mist coming out behind it.
God damn.
Alternatively, lean over, grab his arm. Again, please don't grab.
Don't lean over. Don't. What situation are you leaning over to talk to someone? Are you in a food court? Are you on a plane?
I suppose it's probably at like a coffee shop, I guess. Or maybe a bar? I don't know. But thinking of it as like a bad day of the week, I'm thinking like it's a coffee shop, like you're getting coffee, you're sitting there or whatever. Lean over, grab his arm and whisper, "Don't you just think Monday is the best day of the week?" Or something that most people would disagree with. A true test, because if he agrees with your controversial statement, it either means he's trying to impress you or he actually agrees and maybe you two are a match made in heaven, because who actually likes Mondays?
But you don't like them.
But you don't, anyway.
That's not all right.
The next one is one that actually kind of it makes a normal type of sense, sort of. But this one is the most insane to me.
Okay.
And so I hope you can tell me like a factor of why.
This one's going to build on our past attempt. Grab both his arms.
If you're out at a bar.
Okay.
Ask if he's ever had a Brooklyn Bomber or some other made-up drink name.
Okay.
And offer to buy him one, but actually just buy a whiskey ginger or something. And then the explanation is, basically make it sound like you're in on the hip new drink choices that he isn't cool enough to know about. Then buy him something that all people love to drink. This- and he will think you're a saint who's just introduced him to a delicious new signature drink. This also creates great fodder for date number 5, on which you actually admit that the drink he's been enjoying is none other than a whiskey with some ginger ale.
I think that... For one, this list seems to be way more interested than I would have thought in making you seem like a saint.
That seems
to be a whole thing.
Yeah.
With making you seem like you are a genius and good person.
Yeah. Drill several holes into your torso and palms. Mm. He'll think you're a saint.
So the other thing is, I think that maybe this list is overlooking how easy this is to do. If you're a woman in this, I'm not saying it ends well, but it's really easy to, I feel like it's making it more complicated.
Yes. Yeah.
Than it needs to be.
What you do is you go up to them.
Okay.
What you do is you go up to them and you be like, "Hi." That's all.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi.
And. And then he will assume that you are lost until you say, "I want to fuck you."
Yes.
And then he'll be like, "I'm getting some vibes from this lady."
And then you'll be like, "Please?"
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's next?
8. And this is giving you a taste of the lady who wrote it. Pull up Pam Beasley and ask, "Got any new music?" if he has headphones on. We all know how Pam's flirtation with Jim ended. I don't. I assume they got fucking married or some shit.
Actually, I think she ended up, it was a murder-suicide.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So this number 8 is a no-go.
It's a no-go because she actually killed him and then herself twice because he was so insufferable.
Really?
Yeah, she shot him with the gun and then he froze doing the gym face to her. And so she was like, not this shit again.
Not this a fucking game.
Not this a fucking game.
Cloned him, brought him back to life. Cloned herself so she could kill herself twice too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tap him on the shoulder and be like, hey, do you go to the YMCA in brackets your neighborhood here? Now you can find out if he goes to the gym and can subtly let him know you have your own hashtag fitness goals as well. Guys love to talk about the gym and the pimp.
Oh my God.
You'll
have
so much to talk about, you know, burpees and whatnot, that he'll forget how you even started talking in the first place. Don't ask anybody where they live, I think.
Well, look, I think that this is the classic move of if you're a man, don't ask a woman where she lives.
Yeah.
And I think that this is leading you to that scenario. I don't know. Just, I guess I'm a lot more true crime focused than this list seems to be.
Yeah.
You know, on account of...
Which is crazy because yeah.
Well, on account of walking around and you kind of listening to it all the time and sometimes not charging your headphones. And so sometimes I'll be walking around and I'll just hear like, the girl was dismembered.
Okay, but you've stolen. You don't know. You haven't heard him. You haven't
yes,
heard
I
him.
Have.
You have not heard him. You've heard me tell you what he's like.
No, I've heard him. Sometimes you'll be walking around and that'll be playing.
Fruit of the bean coffee.
Or it'll be like, oh my God, and she left the house not thinking she was going to get cut up into pieces.
Those
and then
broads.
She was. No,
fucking...
that's horrible. This reminds me of something I was talking about in therapy.
I really actually need to collect some clips to play you of those guys because, man, it's getting bad.
It's funny.
Maybe on the podcast, maybe not. Maybe behind the paywall.
Yeah. Okay.
Literally just walk up to him and say, hello, how are you? You're cute.
Okay, we could have replaced a lot of them with that one, with that bad boy right there. That could be most of the, if not all of the list.
All of them, I think.
Not the one where you lie about going to the YMCA.
No.
You know?
No. No.
Because also, my response to the, hey, do you go to the YMCA over and blah, blah, my response would be, no. You must be thinking of another big loser who goes to the YMCA. Hey, can I trouble you for a few minutes to listen to a old man's heartbroken story? All right, yeah. So where are we at on the list?
Do you need to tell me a story, though?
No, I don't have one.
That's the end of the
list.
No
one would want to
hear
my story.
But we need to go into... I wouldn't be bored.
No one wants to hear an old man's story.
I want to hear it.
No, my old story of heartbreak.
Perhaps we could make friends. I could hassle you about stopping being a sex worker and starting being a singer, even though I have never heard you speak or sing.
Okay, and yes, we have watched... What the fuck is the name of that movie?
Equalizer.
The Equalizer.
Yep.
Denzel Washington
constantly saying, you got equalized, bitch!
He doesn't say it once, which sucks.
I wish he did.
But there is a moment in that movie where he... I mean, the thing in the movie being that, like, one of his personality traits being that he's, like, reading the 100 books you need to read before you die.
Yeah, because his wife did it, and then she, like...
She didn't get through it.
She didn't get through it, so he's like, now I'm going to get through it. Like, hey, guess what? When you die... You go up to heaven, she's going to be fucking jealous. You're going to have to tell her about those books.
Oh, damn. We don't have a library up here on account of books suck. Up here, we only have video games.
Books
so I really
devil.
Wasted my time down there. Yeah, I feel like there was a moment there where the bad guys broke into his home and they were like walking around. And this again is the guy who just owns the 100 books you need to read before you die. And one of the bad guys does say, this guy has a lot of books.
It's only 100 books.
It's not that many.
It's not that many books. That's not enough books that you can walk into a person's house and be like, whoa!
Yeah.
Like, we've got more than 100 books.
Do we?
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I was hoping, but I didn't want to say it and then be proved wrong.
We have, like, 300 books.
No way.
I will count them after this.
No way do we have 300 books.
I think we do. I'll count them after this.
Okay.
All right. And now I'm going to go buy so many books that it makes me true.
I mean, and also you're going to learn to count past 11.
Oh, yeah, and I can't wait for that.
Mm.
What's the one that come after it? Like a man and a duck?
Yeah, I think it's 11-2.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
For real.
So this other one I wanted to talk to you about was I tried the 36 questions to fall in love on a random Tinder date and it was a disaster. And my opinion about this, I'm not gonna read the whole article. But she's just like, the famed 36 questions to fall in love gained popularity in a viral New York Times story. So basically, it's 36 questions. They get more and more like emotional or whatever. Set okay. 1, given the choice of anyone in the world, who would you want as a dinner guest? 2, would you like to be famous? In what way? 3, before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse your, what are you going to say? Why? And that's how I'd ask it, you know. And so it's like 3 sets of questions and then like down the bottom it's like, of all the people in your family, who's, sorry. Question 35. Of all the people in your family, whose death would you find most disturbing?
What the fuck?
Why?
So that's, if we're not in love yet, this one's going to clinch
that one's
it.
Gonna make you
I got this and then one last Hail Mary pass at number 36.
And then after that, you have to stare into each other's eyes for 4 minutes.
Is that a question?
No. That is after all these questions, after the 36 questions, you have to stare into each other's eyes for 4 minutes.
That's so long.
Yeah. But apparently that'll make you fall in love. Anyway, she tried it. She was like, I arranged a last minute Tinder date to test out my personal theory that the 36 questions are bullshit and that people just like listening to themselves speak. I was willing to bet I could wholeheartedly go into the experiment and walk away like I do on most every Tinder date, not in love. I'm a perfect candidate for these questions because I'm dramatic AF. Oh, you sound fun. And done apologizing for it. Even funner. I've had one serious relationship. Why? And it left me saddled with enough emotional baggage to turn me off the whole thing for a few years. I feel constantly on edge that no one will ever love me, but also egotistical enough that I truly think no one is good enough for me.
This is... You can't know this and say it out loud without actually... I know you're saying it out loud and you're being like, yep, that's the way I am.
Yep.
And to that I say, it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You gotta, what you're viewing as a personality is in fact a conglomeration of flaws.
Well, you're gonna love the next sentence. I spend all my time trying to rush people into falling in love with me, but I do it messily enough that I can justify it as self-sabotage when they don't.
Oh my God, and the next sentence is, I'm Fleabag. My name's Fleabag, by the way.
Hello. My name is Fleabag.
By the way, I'm looking at the screen right now. Fleabag here.
Fleabag here, hello.
And I'm on my way to have some anal sex.
I'm Fleabag.
Fucking hell.
I don't know how to toe the line between conversationally self-deprecating and full-on self-loathing, so I usually wind up dating guys who shit all over me and asking for more.
Oh my God!
Anyways, this is all to say that I read over the questions and already primed myself to start turning on the tears at number 18. What is your most terrible memory? These questions are corny as hell.
Number 18 is, what is your most terrible memory?
And that would be set 2, I think.
You're halfway through. What is your worst memory?
Yeah. These questions are corny as hell, I thought. But also, I hope I get to cry during this.
This is an acting exercise.
It is, yes, that's right. I opened up Tinder, changed my bio to do the 36 cues to fall in love with me or else, and waited.
Okay.
Matthew, there's an asterisk there, and I'm not going to scroll down because I know it means name has been changed for privacy.
Yeah, sure.
Was a lawyer in his 30s. Cute in a Stanley Tucci kind of way. Ooh, Jesse's going to be so mad at that.
Yeah, that's not a kind of cute he recognizes. No. And I think that probably just means bald.
Stanley Tucci's cute.
Yeah, I know. But what that means in this situation is it's a bald, strong guy.
I don't always think skinny. Yeah, but when I think of Stanley Tucci, I don't always just think of bald because like he's had wigs on and stuff. And he looks nice.
Hmm.
And he's not always been bald also.
So if you think of someone who's described as looking like Stanley Tucci, is the possibility of them having like any hair other than complete cue ball on your radar?
Yeah. What I honestly think is either smiling too much or a bit tired.
Demi, you are the BigSoftTitty.png dullard of the week.
Do you want to just leave space to put the theme in?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, here's the theme. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Here comes the me. All right, cool. Now I'll actually make the theme.
Pants soaked in pee.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, all okay. Right. All right, and the theme goes here.
All right.
Here comes the me. Pants soaked in pee. Mouth going dull and the brain is empty. You are the official Big Soft T.PNG dullet of the week.
Matthew was a lawyer in his 30s, cute in a Stanley Tucci kind of way, only like... Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Only like what?
Only like 7 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right. Sorry. Okay.
He was cute like Stanley Tucci, except he was 7 feet tall.
Except he was 7 feet. I thought she was saying he was only like 7 feet tall.
No, he's Tucci, okay. Except he's also really tall.
Right. Gotcha. And most importantly, he was down with the questions. His opening line was about the uninterrupted eye contact. I'm probably emotionally capable of falling in love, I thought to myself before the date as I stuffed my bra with an extra ankle sock for lift, not volume, and it's not cheating. When I arrived 20 minutes late despite living 8 minutes away.
Bridget Jones's diary and its consequences have been disastrous for the female race.
I don't think anyone should be like you.
No, look, I understand it. I was in my 20s once, but I do think that I don't think she is either, but like the impulse to be like, or at least to make fiction of it or to make fiction of your life and kind of give yourself this like, I'm just freaking barreling through this crazy world, barely hanging on.
Yeah.
And I think it's only because I see a lot of myself in it.
Yes.
It does disgust me only because I'm like, no, you need to like actually be better.
Yeah.
And I think that one way to avoid being better is to embrace this as a personality.
Exactly.
Rather than see it as like, oh, you know what? It would be good if I was on time and made steps to actually really address that rather than kind of internalize myself as someone who's late for things.
Yes. And I think you and I do actually try and be better in ways that are, you know, not completely fucking draining for us. But I will say that, hey, guys, self-care isn't always forgiving yourself for being a cunt.
Yeah. Okay. And also, you know, with the proviso that we also understand this is written for entertainment.
Of course.
Yep.
Of course. But you sound like a psycho. I was worried I'd have pissed him off. Not the case. Matthew was a perfect gentleman waiting patiently by a table with the app version of the questions at the ready. I had also brought along the book like a psychopath because for some antisocial reason, slamming a hardcover down in a bar feels normal to me.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. We quickly realized it was fairest to alternate who would answer first. This was key because I found out very quickly, blah, 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 blah. There was one question where we had to describe what we valued in friendships, and I was like, sense of humor? And he had a very eloquent answer about the goodness of people, and I absolutely wanted to stab myself in the thigh for going for the pothole-sized deep dive with my answer. Whatever. Okay. Stuff about it being cringe city. I learned a lot about Matthew, stuff I don't think I would have gleaned from his profile or on a first date. He mentioned he was someone who liked being alone and had a tendency to drop off the face of the earth for a few days at a time, which is a problem I've run into with past relationships.
Mm.
Do you think he mentioned that because he's worried about the follow-up texts he's going to get?
I think that is a very, very smart future-proofing move from Matthew.
Yes.
I have this crazy thing. I have this weird thing that I do where I just go completely unresponsive and am normal.
Yeah.
And
aside
I won't,
from that, I'm normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For no reason. Also, it's nothing to do with like the flaws of the person I'm talking to. If I get the sense that they are maybe one bad date from a meltdown, I would never let that affect my responses.
There are also several points throughout each set of questions where you have to compliment one another.
Uh-huh.
These were the questions that I had been most afraid of going into the experiment. Cringe City! Thankfully, it wasn't that bad. I jumped to start the compliments first, hoping to establish a nice platonic, I respect your reasonable desire to find happiness in your work type vibe.
Okay.
Another organic plus of the questions, I felt comfortable and was pleased that things weren't turning overtly sexual right away. What are you talking about?
I think that makes sense to me because like...
Oh, you mean like the compliments aren't like I love your titties.
Yeah, you've got some gorgeous fucking fat tits.
You got some fat fucking stinking gorgeous fucking honking fat fucking stinking tits.
I love that you put a sock in there with your tits. Now your tits smell like your gorgeous fucking feet, stink bitch.
And I wish you'd put your bra on your feet so your feet smell like your stinking tits.
God damn, let me at you. I want to sniff every part of you.
Let me fuck your tits and feet. Let me fuck your pussy meat. you're into poetry? Anyway. Which is a problem I've run into with past relationships. This isn't to say I'm needy, but yeah, it's because I'm needy. Again, just embracing like an annoying kind of, in some situations, shitty thing about yourself. As much as I love drama, the thought of knowingly signing up for a bunch of unread text messages feels exhausting, even to me. You feel exhausted?
Yeah.
Wow. Then may I introduce you to Matthew, who's almost certainly sweating and panting from your personality at this point?
Oh, boy, it's been a hard day in the being around this bitch mines.
Oh, for duffer.
It's been a hard day at work.
Soot covering his face. If you're meant to be, the questions might speed it up, but if you're just not compatible, those differences will come out sooner rather than later. Uh-huh. I didn't see anything saying we couldn't talk during the last 4 minutes of eye contact, so I asked him about dogs while we both tried to not break.
Do you like dogs?
Do you like dogs? What's your favorite type of dog?
Oh, it has to be yellow. It has to be that nice yellow dog.
Yellow dog.
I think I would be, I don't know. What's your take here, Demi? Do you think that talking during the eye contact is cheating?
Kind of, yeah. Do a little bit.
It's definitely more insane to do it silently, but then also making unbroken eye contact. And then after all of this, to kind of go into a completely unrelated topic of dogs. Unless his, like, worst memory was, oh, my mum got torn apart by dogs in front of me and I watched, and then one of the dogs, like, brought me a scrap of her and I had to throw it so they wouldn't do it to me. So then the dog brought the scrap back. But, like, unless it's that, and then she, like, afterwards she's like, what did the dogs look like? Otherwise, if that didn't happen, then she's just bringing up something completely unrelated.
Yeah.
And which seems like a bit of a cheat when it comes to the eye contact.
Well, I think the point of the eye contact is to make you comfortable with looking at the person and not feeling awkward about the fact that you're not speaking and that you're making eye contact. So I do think it's cheating.
Yeah, I feel
like there's other stuff going on. You got to, like, fill it with the fucking eye contact.
This is making me think of something that I think we've maybe brought up on the, I can't remember if we've brought this up on the podcast or if I was talking about it on stream. But something that I think about with great regularity is when we were in Edinburgh for the Edinburgh Fringe and there was an,
I don't know what this is going to be.
Well, it's, you love it as well. It's the person who, they were an American.
Oh, shit. This is amazing. Holy fuck.
The American kind of, I guess, yeah, spiritualist slash performance artist who believed that they could make anyone cry through sustained eye contact and energy transfer.
And said it with a lot of confidence at a late night show that we were also performing in.
To the extent where they got booked on the late night show.
Yes.
Like it was a free.
Well, yeah.
Well, it was a, you know, it was planned. It wasn't like a spontaneous, like, I'll do this. They were like, oh, okay, great. We'll get you on the late night show and you'll do this thing, right? It's kind of almost like a magic trick.
Yes.
And I think what they discovered when they got someone up out of the audience to do the make eye contact until they cry thing, I think they realized that that might work better on people who go to acting workshops and clown rehearsals in Los Angeles than a man in Edinburgh.
Yes. So it works on some Californians.
It works on people who already have a -5 psychic defense attribute.
Not the violent drunk in a cultural skirt that he wears hoping you'll say something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, that's a guy who knows what a fullback is. Yeah. Unfortunately, your powers won't work on him. And so they just stood at the back of the stage staring into his eyes and he stood there staring back, kind of obviously being like, and not being confrontational. Clearly he was up for it. He wasn't blocking.
Yep.
He was trying to be as open as he could.
Yep.
But he did have in his eyes, you could see a growing sense of, I don't think it's working, I'm sorry.
I can make anyone cry when you've done it to 3 short kings before.
Yeah.
You know?
Doing it to people who, let's be honest, were already going to cry.
Yeah.
The tears already halfway out the door. They got their shoes on, they got their socks on, and all you're doing is just making them know that they're welcome.
Just to let you know, it'd be actually good if you cried. Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's now socially acceptable. It is like...
Anyway, that's this lady too, because she was excited to cry.
Yeah, you're right. It is like hypnosis, except it's the kind of hypnosis where you can't actually like give in to the social contract and like awkwardly go through it.
Yeah.
Because crying on demand is really hard.
Very difficult, yes.
And so it is just this guy staring at this person.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I love thinking about that.
It's so fucking good.
It was so good. And
this person looked a lot like me too, and it made me feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God, it was so fucking funny.
Considering we just sat through 2.5 hours of probing questions. 2.5 hours for 36 questions?
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, the questions are things like, you know, what's your worst memory?
Ugh.
And you both got to answer.
That's like 2.5 hours for me for like a first date, especially a Tinder date, which I've only been on two of ever in my entire life.
Yeah, you
last
went on
week.
The, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, we all saw it, yeah.
We all saw it.
I'll just slot that in right where it goes, that little... That line that we were both thinking of. Oh,
easy old joke.
Well, let's put you right there.
I have to say this one or yep. Someone will comment saying, I can't believe you didn't say this.
Yes, later. Because it's not funny.
All right, so.
Considering we just sat through 2.5 hours of probing questions, it wasn't
so
as hard as I thought, but it was still awkward AF. I'm not sure the small talk made things easier since we both knew whatever superficial dumb questions I lobbed at him about dogs were just there to distract the both of us. Exactly what I was saying. That's why it's cheating.
Yes.
It's like I'm not actually going to deep dive into GOT theories with the nurse who draws my blood, but I'll word vomit some bullshit just to not see a needle. Okay. Whatever. There was also a point where he mentioned that he was a Chihuahua person and oh, like a guy who likes them.
Oh. Yeah, baby, I don't think he's saying that. That's why he looks like Stanley Tucci, is he has a big, bald skull.
But he was standing on the table with his human head and his Chihuahua body, and she was like, you're what? And I was mentally like, we're not doing this. I like the structure of the questions, but at the end, things fell apart.
It's starting to make a bit more sense why he took me to Taco Bell.
Really weird. Liv Mars.
He said he queeroed it. All right.
I enjoyed talking and having a script made me feel like I could relax without having to make any stupid, heavy-handed, flirty small talk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean like showing your personality as your real self? Cool. But at the same time, if I was so stoked on not having to flirt, wasn't that a red flag? The same sexless reason I had enjoyed doing the questions also underlined the fact that I didn't really feel a ton of physical chemistry.
Okay.
The worst was when Matthew said he wouldn't want to ever do the questions again with someone else.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, that's... Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah. Did I do that poorly that I turned him off the whole thing forever?
Yes.
Also, yeah, you did. How
absolutely.
Humiliating was it that I thought they were kind of fun until he vocalized what a slog they were? After that, I was so in my own head, I couldn't even talk like a normal person.
I think for a certain type of person, in this person's case, someone who is a self-professed drama lover.
Yes.
Like looks forward to crying.
Yes.
I think to a certain person, your emotions are... Your emotions are like gold in the gold rush, you know,
yes.
They're right there on the surface and they're just there for you to grab. And
yeah.
To you, they are shiny and gorgeous. And you're like, look at these. I made these all by myself.
Yeah, and to the
and
other,
so you
yeah.
want to just like grab them and show them to people.
Yeah.
And so for that kind of person,
they're
this is like
yes.
revolutionary and great. But for any kind of other person, I'd say... A first date that includes me remembering the worst thing that's ever happened to me, even if I don't say it out loud,
yeah.
But asking me, hey, what's the worst thing that ever happened to you, makes
yeah.
shit.
Well, they're showing you the rubies of their emotions and saying, don't you love these? And they're looking down at their 3-year-old cousin and being like, I don't want that. It's wet.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, try that again on me.
Okay.
So that's in reference to being handed a wet cheesel?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. By a 3-year-old cousin.
I don't want those things you're handing me. Mm. They are yucky.
Yeah.
I
actually find it a little embarrassing to be around someone who is like immediately flaying themselves in
yes.
front of me.
Yes.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
And that's like part of the thing of, I don't know, why I find a lot of emotion in performance quite embarrassing.
Because
I'm like, oh, but I don't feel anything.
No. But good for you.
Hey. You
some people like
having,
that shit, though.
You seem
I don't
to be
get
having
it.
A non-blast.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't get it. Some people like that shit. I think maybe for some people it's useful.
Mm.
I don't know, though, man.
Yeah.
You know? After the date, I wallowed in self-pity all night. There were a bunch of flies in my living room.
By the way, I should have mentioned this before, but I'm stinky.
The result of
I'm Pigpen.
The result of a neglected mousetrap.
Come on,
and
bro.
And it somehow felt like a disgusting metaphor for my trash-ass love life.
Okay, well.
So I'm sorry. It shouldn't be funny. I shouldn't be laughing at somebody else's pain, but it's really funny. I'm sorry.
I mean, they're putting it out there, and they're also knowingly couching it in that. They know that's supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
I hope. I think it is supposed. It's supposed to be funny. Obviously, yes. We're giving this. We're engaging in this in good faith.
Sure.
But
anyway, they cried all night, and then they were like, "I probably won't do that again."
But you want to cry. It's the thing you wanted to do.
You said you wanted that.
Also, you said you didn't want to do the questions. You just were looking forward to crying.
Yeah.
God.
Somebody doesn't know what they want, and that's your only problem.
People are exhausting, dude. Yeah. God damn, there are so many different kinds of people in the world, and so many of them are just like this.
Oh, here's this really sums it up quite well. Can I tell you?
Please.
This is the end. This is the last mini paragraph.
Uh-huh.
As for those dramatic tears I was so looking forward to, I'm sorry to report that I did not get to wow my date with an Oscar-worthy monologue about my lonely childhood. I did, of course, frustration cry later that night when I got home, but like most things, it's never as much fun when it's just you.
I think...
You... Okay.
I mean, hey, you know what? Maybe that's written facetiously. Hope so. Mm. But also, I think that that's part of the problem here, is that if you are proposing that you and your non-sweetie read the questions, part of it is because you are open to and quite tickled by the idea of the performance.
Yep.
To me. And kind of putting yourself out there and being like, well, now I get to talk about things that happened to me, the main character.
Yes.
And you give the other person their little shot at being the main character.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They didn't know they were going to do the questions necessarily. Mm. Or he has the app or whatever. But, like, you've been training.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And also, why would your ideal first date involve... it wasn't her ideal first date. I'm being unfair.
Sure.
But... why would you set it up so this first date has you cry?
I guess I just don't understand this woman.
No.
I don't know.
It's fine to not understand people. There are a lot of different people out there. Interesting, wonderful people. And Demi, don't they all make the world go round?
Not her.
I think she's doing a wonderful job. This is, to me, New York.
I think it's just like, you know, she had to write something.
Yes.
She did it, but I'm sorry, you sound crazy.
This, to me, is New York City brain.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it's necessarily, you need to be in New York City to have it, but I do think that reading enough things that are set in New York City makes you this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's right.
And then you have to... kind of maybe counterdose with some Cormac McCarthy or something, or maybe just some, some bleak landscapes or something.
Yeah.
You know? Well, anyway, what an incredible Into the Cosmo.
Thank you.
Demi, great job.
Do you want to do the 36 questions?
Oh, let's jump right to what's the worst thing that's ever happened to you? Man, imagine sitting near people at the bar, sitting like down at a bar on your second date and being next to a couple who are on their first date, and you hear this person recounting a grisly story of woe, the worst thing that's ever happened to them, and then they trail off, kind of stifle a sob, and then say, all right, your turn.
That would probably actually, if that was your second date, you'd be going for a third and fourth because you'd be like, I'm not doing that.
Well, and also you have to discuss them for so long.
Exactly.
Hey, I haven't been able to stop thinking about those people we were sat near.
Either that or you're like, shut the fuck up, I'm listening to these guys.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, the phones are coming out.
For sure.
You are looking like, that's always so funny to me when like boomers or whatever will be like, I can't believe it. People sitting at a table and just texting, not talking to each other. It's like there is a
we're snooping.
Like 80% chance that they are talking about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when we went on a date like a month or so ago?
Yes.
And I was like, There is a lady who clearly hates her date behind you, and I need to look at her a lot.
Yes.
And then she yeah, and then she walked past to go to the toilet, and I was like, that is her. Look at her breasts. And then when she came back from the toilet, I was like, Tom, she is now taking a selfie and not including him in the selfie.
Oh, fuck. It was so fucking intoxicating trying so to work good. Out what was going there.
It was awesome.
Because he was...
He was into her. He kept trying to talk to her, and she was like,
To start taking a photo of yourself when you are a beautiful young woman on a date with someone is
While he's talking to you?
Oh, my God. Who's it being sent to? Some gorgeous young man, I'd bet. She was having a wonderful time at Macelleria.
Yeah, she was. That's a great place. Please go there, get the Classico burger.
You know what? I've had a think about it, Demi, and I think the place is... fine.
I think the burger is really, really good.
Okay.
The place going there is like, whatever. I think next time I'm going to get that burger, I'm going to take it, I'm going to sit in the park, I eat it with you.
That's a good idea. I would like to eat a burger.
The burger is good.
In the park.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think that has actually been time on BigSoftTitty.png.
Sorry for taking up the whole thing.
No, I loved it. And you know what? As a little bonus for the freaks, no mid-roll ad this week because we've yammered the whole way through, Demi. We forgot to do a break. So congratulations, everybody, for avoiding another solicitation from the US government to join ICE or whatever the fuck is being advertised on the podcast this week.
Stop putting mid-rolls in. Fuck it.
No, it's actually good.
Why is it good?
Well, it's like an extra third of...
What?
It's a reason for them to join the Patreon also. And also it gives us a chance.
We should keep them in the public episodes because then people will have to join the Patreon to not get the ads.
Yeah. And also it gives us a chance to like press stop recording and then look at each other and go, all right, you want to do the second half now?
Okay.
Which is an essential part of the process for me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening to BigSoftDude.png. We will see you on the premium episode later this week if you're behind the paywall. If you're not, hey, see you on the free feed in a bit.
Yep.
And if you're having that
Oh, we're Tom and Demi, by the way. We're getting married.
Oh, yeah, we should have started that. Fuck, God damn it.
I know.
We don't ever have an intro.
I know.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm Tom and that's Demi.
We're very in love with each other.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Do the bye.
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 Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you, awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.